Thank you for calling Sandata.
Para continuar en español, oprima 2.
Thank you for calling Sandata Technologies, proudly serving the Ohio Department of Medicaid EVV program. This call may be recorded for quality and training purposes. For support with Ohio claims validation, we encourage you to attend an upcoming training session. Visit medicaid.ohio.gov/EVV, medicaid.ohio.gov/EVV, for details and registration. Did you know that you can review help articles, training videos, and even submit or manage your tickets through Sandata on demand? Visit sandata.zendesk.com and choose sign up at the top to get set up today. If you are calling about resetting your SMC or EVV password, please submit a ticket to customer support through Sandata on demand. Not familiar with Sandata on demand, navigate to sandata.zendesk.com and click new user sign up at the top to get started. For SMC password resets, welcome kits and telephony numbers, press 1. For EVV password resets or single sign on, press 2. For training inquiries, press 3.
Calling Sandata Technologies. This is Angel Montanez. Who am I speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Margaret Moore.
Margaret Moore. Thank you, Margaret. Could you verify for me your email address, please?
Moore.
Mark.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Moore.
Okay. It's M. Moore at Rhonda's house. .org.
You said at Rhonda's house.
Uh-huh. RhondaHouse.org.
All right. What is the what is your STX number for the company that you're calling about?
0400758.
That would be your STX number. I'm sorry, that's your provider ID number. Do you happen to have the STX number, which is the Sandata account number?
Do not.
Okay, this is with the state of Ohio, correct?
Uh-huh.
That's all right. I'll try to look it up under the I have a search engine that we can try to put that in. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Oh, come on. This thing is just...
Take your time.
You know, it's all right. It just, you know how you hover over a link, you think it's going to open up, and it doesn't. All right, 040078. So there it's Rhonda's. Okay, I see it. Let me get. Okay. All right. I got the number 47. All right, and it doesn't look like I have you in the system, but are you an administrator at that company, Rhonda's house?
No, I'm just over the EVV Sandata part coordinator.
Yeah, that's what I meant. So,
yeah.
Okay, but you're not a home care provider. Okay, so The only emails that I have are two different emails. There's none of those added to this. Do you have an email address that you usually log in under that might be different than this one that's associated with this account?
Just get Moss, which is the mmoore@rondashouse.org.
Yeah, that's not in our system. Give me one second. Is there an email that
Rhonda's house?
Go ahead. Rhonda's house.
Rhonda's house, LLC@gmail.com.
All right, that's better. Okay, okay, so we have that email. All right, let me go ahead and put that in. And now I'll put you in, Margaret Moore.
Yes, please.
All right. Yeah, no problem. One second. Margaret Moore.
Hello.
All right, Margaret. And then I have, somebody's saying hello. Are you saying hello to me?
No, somebody just spoke to me. Okay.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. No problem. I wasn't sure. I didn't want to be disrespectful on that.
Oh, you're fine.
Acknowledge people in the room. Okay, so I have this in front of me. I'm just going to set it up as Rhonda's House LLC, which is the email address that we have. I'll put you in here, Margaret. And then what questions can I answer as soon as I get the best phone number to reach you at in case we get disconnected? I need that number first.
234-363-9062.
Okay, Margaret, and what questions can I answer for you today?
Some of the clients, when they come to doing the billing, now, basically, I can see them in my EVV and send data that they're in there, but when the biller gets to going to bill, he doesn't see them. Is there a reason why is that happening?
No, I'm not sure what it is that they cannot see. Who is the biller?
His name is Mr. Allen.
But who does he work for? Does he work for the state?
I'm assuming so, yeah. Can somebody tell Ms. Rhonda to come here? I'm on the phone with Sandata. Maybe she can be more specific.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Here she goes.
Hi. Hello.
What seems to be the problem that if it's instant data, if we're coming back with the payment saying that they're not in the send data system?
Okay, do you have an alt EVV company that's processing your visits?
No, just send data.
So Sandata, so your employees, they clock in the visits with an EVV application from Sandata, correct?
They clock in with Access Care.
Okay, so that's an alt EVV company.
Right.
So that information that needs to be communicated to us from them, they have to open a ticket number and they have to send us JSON files so that we can process a request to our internal team so that we can look into it.
Okay, so what we did in the beginning, I personally walked through the send data system with Access Care so we could merge on there. So in our Access
Care
system, send data. So we paired with that last year.
Yeah, it's true. Yes, the LTVV company, everything, so that was done in December 2nd. That's where, because that's the call that we received where it wasn't, where you weren't able to, it wasn't crossing over. But this is a new call. This is basically new, you guys calling in, asking us why that information is not crossing over. The information is being communicated, obviously, on their end, but it has to be communicated to us. So they're in charge of doing that. They, because that information is not being processed by us, the only thing that we ask them to do, because they can ask you to do it, but they should be the ones doing it, is they should go to our Send Data on Demand portal, open a ticket, and then at that point, it will list the things that we need from them. One of those things would be to attach the JSON files, which will show the visit so that we can then, at that point, look into it. Because we the JSON files will have all that information attached to it.
Okay, so my client, John Smith, it shows that he's in the Sand Data system, but yet when it comes to getting paid, it's saying, coming back saying that they were not in the system. So you're saying that whoever's doing an EVV needs to send a ticket for those clients.
Yeah, because what happens is they are in the system, right? Because they've been added to the system, but there's no visit. So like the visits that take place, because you have an LTVV company that's handling this, they're the ones that are supposed to share that information, but they don't go through the regular portal. They don't go because apparently somebody on your end went ahead and added all the recipients to Send Data under the actual account,
yeah.
But they should not be logging in under that. They should be logging in under the aggregator side. The information that needs to be added by Access, by your LTVV company. So that's where the confusion comes in. So they have to, what they're supposed to do is they're supposed to go on Send Data on Demand, open a ticket, and that information will allow them to, it'll show them what the steps that they need to take in order for us to look into this. Because at this point, we would need to, they're the ones that are not transmitting that information to us. And if they say that they are, then okay, then open a ticket and send that information over.
Okay.
That's what they have to do.
So how can she walk her through this so we can make sure? Because she printed out the paperwork, and it says they're in the system from January to February, but yet certain days in February or certain days in January are not being paid. But it shows them in the system. So how do you walk her through it to make sure that, and we're not finding this out until after we bill. After we bill, then it comes back and kicks it out. So how do you walk her through it to find out to make sure that all the clients' visits are being paid?
We wouldn't be able to walk anybody through this because the only reason why Send Data is here, the only thing that we do is we approve these visits, right? So they have to send the visits to us before they get approved because this is an Alt-EVV company. So we're a parking company. We're a parking spot, you know what I mean? So the company that handles the visits are the ones that have to open a ticket so that they're the ones, not your coordinator or not you. They are the ones that are supposed to open a ticket because we, you know, they get all the information.
If the coordinator don't open it, who's supposed to open a ticket? That's just fair.
The Alt EVV company, Access Care.
How will Access Care know to open a ticket?
They know because that's they have to go to Send Data on Demand and then open a ticket so that they can go ahead and attach the JSON files on there. Or they can just give us a call.
So basically, I got to call Access Care and let them know the people that's not showing in Send Data, basically when you guys go to bill, it's saying that they're not available. correct?
Yeah, and then just tell them that we need JSON files. So, I mean, they can easily have you do it. And unfortunately, some of these companies, unfortunately, they're not always up to par. But the only thing you have to Mason to...
Does it have to be done daily?
No, that's a question for them because they're the ones that access that information. Mm. It's just at this point that communication is not being apparently transferred correctly. So the issue is we need to find out where the problem is, but we need them to start a ticket and then attach that to the ticket.
Okay.
They'll know what to do. They've done it before.
Yeah, because they I just recently did this. So okay, so basically I'm about to give Access Care a call and go from there.
Correct.
Okay.
And then just like, you know, and then they should know what to do from there. But otherwise they can give us a call if they're not clear as to what to do.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. And just so you know, I'm going to give you a ticket number so you can have it for your record. So that way the conversation is placed. So it's going to be, the ticket number is 874-528.
874-528. Okay.
And that'll have my information and all the information that I've given you today in case you have to call back and say who you spoke with.
Okay. Who was it that I spoke with? What's your name again?
My name is Angel, A-N-G-E-L.
Angel. Okay.
Yep.
All righty.
No problem. You have a wonderful day, and thanks for calling. Go ahead. Do you have another question?
I was just going to say the same thing.
Okay, sounds good. You have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling
Thank
from Dental
you.
Technology.